This is Director Chris Rodriguez of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect NJOHSP's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in all these fields in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to offer you a unique perspective on current homeland security trends and issues. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, my name is Jeff Ilgram, and I'm an intelligence planner with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. I'm here today speaking with Guy McCormick, one of our county counterterrorism coordinators from Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office in New Jersey. Thanks for joining me here today, Guy.
You're very welcome, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Today, we will be briefly discussing the CTC program here in New Jersey. Let me begin with asking you, as the primary counterterrorism official in your county, can you provide some insight into your role in this position?
Sure can, Jeff. Primary responsibilities basically consist of communication and investigation. Lines of communication run from the municipal counterterrorism coordinators to me, and I in turn to the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security, the New Jersey State Police, the FBI, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force, as well as partnership with the New York City Police Department. The information flows from the public most of the time to the police, and then it goes into a chain where it eventually is placed into a SAR, or a suspicious activity report.
Thanks, Guy. What adjustments, if any, do you think to the county CTC and municipal CTC system do you feel it should be implemented to combat potential terrorist activity in New Jersey?
Since the formation of the framework that we currently operate in, I see this framework working very well. Our world changed after 9/11, and Homeland Security was developing rapidly in the state, county, and local levels. Since that time, there's been so many changes, and it now has developed into something that I think is working quite well, and that there is a good linkage and communication of information between the authorities and a great cooperation between all the authorities involved in the investigation of terrorism. Added resources at the municipal level would be something that should be considered. Oftentimes, a municipal counterterrorism officer in their local jurisdiction is wearing several different hats and doing different tasks. Difficult for these fellows to keep up with everything. And we also, on a local level, need to tap into every aspect of the local community, which includes schools, houses of worship, and civic groups.
Thanks. I'm glad to hear it's working out there. Every municipal agency is supposed to have an MCTC that assists you in your role as a CTC. Is the relationship that you have with your municipal CTCs conducive to the information sharing process that's so very important to our counterterrorism efforts?
Yes, I believe that it definitely is working. I have a good working relationship with the municipal counterterrorism officers in Monmouth County. I've worked in Monmouth County my whole career. I'm in my several years now, and I have a good working relationship with these fellows. I know them. They know me. I'm readily accessible to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My cell phone is on me. I get receive calls all hours of the day and night, emails, responding to emails. Whatever they need, they can get from me. And whatever I need from them, they're more than willing to comply and always help out. Also, I'm involved in helping to assist training. We're in partnership, Monmouth County is, with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security, provides great training. New Jersey State Police provides great training to the municipal officers. Just in fact, today I came from a training session provided by the state police at my office, Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office, for school officials and for police officers regarding bomb threat activities. Couple weeks from now, we're doing an active shooter workshop, working with the municipal police officers and training those, and involving the business community as well. And that is also something that has evolved and changed and has grown for the last several years, and being all inclusive in this war against terrorism.
Thanks. And we can't stress enough how important it is the role the CTC you provide for us. Do you feel that the See Something, Say Something campaign is working in New Jersey? Do you feel that the public is reporting enough suspicious activities?
I feel that the See Something, Say Something campaign is definitely a success. It is extremely beneficial to the authorities and the Homeland Security personnel. The public is engaged to a certain extent. To have them more involved and more engaged, the better off it's going to be for us and the better off it's going to be for them. Most of the information, Jeff, that comes in and is placed into a suspicious activity report, which is the initiation of a probe, comes from the public. When that information comes in, it's reviewed. I put together myself several dozens of these each year. It goes to New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and also to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. And it's a layered review of this information, which is all taken into consideration. And then it's determined whether it's going to be federally pursued or state pursued. And then that's when the investigation of it comes into play. And we also incorporate the municipal authorities in these activities as well.
Very good. Thanks. What do you feel is the most important message that the public needs to be aware of in the fight against domestic and foreign terrorism?
The public's got to realize, and I hope they do, they should, that they are the first line of defense, that they're the eyes and ears for public safety. They're the main people that are in with us in our fight against terrorism. The public can always report whatever they feel they need to report. It will be looked at. It will be documented. It will be taken seriously. And it will be investigated to the fullest extent as possible, depending upon the information. But it will be looked at. There's no more of shelving information that may have been done prior to 9/11. After 9/11, it changed the way we operate. And everything gets looked at. Everything gets reviewed. Everything gets considered.
Excellent. In light of the September 2016 events, the incidents that happened in New Jersey and New York, in your opinion, are we in the law enforcement and intelligence community doing enough to prevent acts of terrorism?
I believe that the law enforcement and intelligence community is doing everything that they can with the resources that we have and the restraints that we have to operate under because of the constitutionality. Suspicious activity, which is often the information that is reported, is behavior. It's often not a crime, and you have to act differently than as if you were pursuing a crime. You are looking into and probing suspicious behavior. That is different, and you have to have legalities involving privacy and constitutional protections. It's different. It's different than investigating a crime.
Thanks. All this information has been great. In your opinion, what can we do here in New Jersey to improve our counterterrorism process?
Educational campaigns for the public, public outreach programs, cooperation between all agencies that are involved in the fight against terrorism, conveying to the public about the recognition of suspicious activity, suspicious people, the elicitation of information, surveillance, dry runs, tests of security, acquiring supplies, all that information, recognition of people who may be potential homegrown violent extremists, the five W's of who, what, when, where, and why when reporting information. That's all out there. It's on New Jersey Office of Homeland Security website, which is a great source of information, often used, and I recommend it highly to the public whenever I meet with them in case they need any information regarding Homeland Security activities that I can't cover myself.
As you're well aware, NJOHSP collects and disseminates special events occurring around the state. Can you explain why law enforcement find this collection of information so useful?
Yes, special events has become a hot topic, as you are well aware of, like the Boston Marathon bombing back from a few years ago. Ever since then, special events are what's considered a soft target. So the awareness program that is being conducted by the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security, where they're asking for input about special events, is great. It would help other jurisdictions know what's going on in other towns. It helps me judging upon what we need to get involved in. I take a particular source of interest in special events that occur in Monmouth County. I feel that there is a need for protecting these special events. We recently had our St. Patrick's Day parade in Belmar. We had implemented new security resources in that, got a lot of cooperation from New Jersey Office of Homeland Security, New Jersey State Police, the Belmar Police Department. Everybody was on board with this thing. Monmouth County Sheriff's Office, naturally Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. We had upgraded our security because of the events that took place in Seaside from last year. It demands it now. That happened in our backyard. All these special events could be a potential soft target. Everything has to be considered, and we try to keep up pace with what's taking place in not only this country, but other countries as well.
Thanks, Guy. I can't thank you enough for joining me here today to discuss the CTC program and for everything you do as one of our CTCs.
Thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you for having me here today, and I want to extend a personal thanks to you for all the help you've provided me in the past.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.